In a Q&A after one showing of the film, director Andrew Rossi reflected on some of the problems plaguing college campuses.
In fact, we do include the fact that administrations have grown quite at a rate of 240% versus faculty. That's at something like 50%. And we also, the whole point, in a way, of the film is to show that there's a sort of cost disease that is in higher education, with schools sort of chasing a model that they find in schools like Harvard and others that are, with a large endowment, able to build ever more luxurious dormitories and bigger facilities. And it is that sort of treadmill that has caused a lot of the rise in tuition rates.
He was asked by an audience member if he felt it's still worth it to go to college.
I do think a college education is, in its ideal form, which we see in various places, is absolutely worth it. I really would just echo the words that Stephanie Gray says at the end of the film. Her education is invaluable, but it's not worth $140,000 in debt. And I think that that's something that hopefully this film can really land and nail for people who are watching it and discussing it at the dinner table. As Anthony Carnevale says, if you're going to go into debt over $50,000 from your college education, you really need to think about whether that's going to prevent you from major life decisions like buying a car or a house or changing the kinds of careers that you might pursue. And if it's over $100,000, then it's probably not going to be worth it.
Andrew Rossi, director of Ivory Tower. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.